Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. You're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. Looks like we're getting some rain. Good night. Just looking at the news, the monitors in here, a lot of interesting, terrible things going on, like over in London. What a mess. What a mess. So, I want to let you know that we have over, what, about 8 years, Chris, of podcasts, and our podcast address is staffeldds.podomatic.com, and we have a lot of interesting guests and material that you may want to peruse through or get some questions to. We'll be adding to this all the time, so don't hesitate to use that. Podcasts are wonderful, wonderful avenues for information. The address, staffeldds.podomatic, like it sounds, podomatic.com. And our website is sanantoniodentist.net. A lot of interesting stuff there. And, of course, I do not have a guest today. And I welcome your calls to call in if you have a question about a dental problem, or if you have a question about oral health and its ties to systemic health. Give me a call. The number here at the station, KTSA, is 599-5555. Give me a call. Let's talk about anything that you'd like to talk about oral health and its systemic health connection. Or if you just have a dental question that you wanted more information before you could make a decision on it. And the number is 599-5555. And we'll talk a little bit later about how your teeth are designed to last you for 80-plus years. And so we'll talk about a little later why that doesn't always happen and what you can do about it. And it's amazing when you think about it that you have structures like that that can't repair themselves, but they can last you longer than just about anything. 80 plus years, that's how long your teeth are designed to last. Now, I ran across some humor here. I want to read this, and because I think it is so funny, and it says nothing to do with dentistry. It's just a humorous thing, and it's an actual letter that was sent to a bank by an 86-year-old woman, and it was so amusing that the bank's manager decided to have it published. So here it goes. Listen up. It's so funny. Dear sir, I'm writing to thank you for bouncing my check with which I endeavored to pay my plumber last month. By my calculations, 3 nanoseconds must have elapsed between his presenting the check and the arrival in my account of the funds needed to honor it. I refer, of course, to the automatic monthly deposit of my entire pension, an arrangement which I admit has been in place for only 8 years. You are to be commended for seizing that brief window of opportunity and also for debiting my account $30 by way of penalty for the inconvenience caused to your bank. My thankfulness springs from the manner in which this instance has caused me to rethink my errant financial ways. I notice that whereas I personally answer your telephone calls and letters when I try to contact you, I'm confronted by the impersonal, overcharging, pre-recorded, faceless entity which your bank has become. From now on, I, like you, choose only to deal with a flesh-and-blood person. My mortgage and loan repayments will therefore and hereafter no longer be automatic, but will arrive at your bank by check, addressed personally and confidentially to an employee at your bank whom you must nominate. Be aware that it is an offense under the Postal Act for any other person to open such an envelope. Please find attached an application contact which I require your chosen employee to complete. I'm sorry it runs to 8 pages, but in order that I know as much about him or her as your bank knows about me, there's no alternative. Please note that all copies of his and her medical history must be countersigned by a notary public and the mandatory details of his or her financial situation, income, debts, assets, liabilities must be accompanied by documented proof. In due course, at my convenience, I will issue your employee with a PIN number, which he or she must quote in dealings with me. And I regret that it cannot be shorter than 28 digits, but again, I have modeled it on the number of button presses required of me to access my account balance on your phone bank service. As they say, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Now let me level the playing field even further. When you call me, press buttons as follows. Immediately after dialing, press the star button. Now for English, number one, press number one. To make an appointment to see me, press number two. To query a missing payment, push number three. To transfer the call to my living room in case I am there, press four. To transfer the call to my bedroom in case I'm sleeping, press 5. To transfer the call to my toilet in case I'm attending to nature, press 6. To transfer the call to my mobile phone if I'm not at home, press 7. To leave a message on my computer, a password to access my computer is required. Password will be communicated to you at a later date to that authorized contact I mentioned earlier, number 8. To return to the main menu, to listen to the options 1 through 9. To make a general complaint or an inquiry, the contact will then be put on hold pending the attention of my automated answering service, number 10, push 10. This is a second reminder to press star for English. While this may, on occasion, involve a lengthy wait, uplifting music will play for the duration of the call. Regrettably, but again, following your example, I must also levy an establishment fee to cover the setting up of this new arrangement. May I wish you a happy, if ever so slightly less prosperous, new year. Your humble client. And remember, don't make old people mad. We don't like being old in the first place, so it doesn't take much to piss us off. So I hope you enjoyed that. That's from an 86-year-old bank client. So, I want to do a brief review if you previously missed it, because it's pretty interesting stuff. And this is segment two. And that's going to be an article that was was published by the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio, and it's titled Waste Not, W-A-I-S-T, Not. Now, diet sodas are linked to waist gain. And Sharon Fowler, who's a master of public health, she's an adjunct faculty in the School of Medicine at the Health Science Center. She was the lead author of a published paper in the Journal of American Geriatric Society that described how consuming diet sodas was linked to subsequent increases in waist size among people 65 and older. The more diet sodas they drank, the more their waist size grew over the next decade. Data for the study came from the San Antonio Longitudinal Study of Aging, led by Helen P. Hazuda, Ph.D., senior author and professor of medicine at the Health Science Center in San Antonio. Ken Williams, M.S., adjunct faculty of the School of Medicine, co-authored the paper and performed all analysis reported in it. One of the explanations is that artificial sweeteners themselves affect the metabolism, Fowler explained. If a person tastes something sweet, it's not just the brain that absorbs the information, so do other parts of the body. When the body registers sweetness, it ramps up to deal with sugar. But if there isn't real sugar present, the body doesn't know how to handle it. It's kind of like crying wolf, she said, and it can lead to metabolic dysregulation. To make matters worse, Fowler said, one of the most dangerous places you can gain weight is in your middle, because increasing waist size is linked to increasing visceral fat and an increase in inflammation, which is tied to the increased risk of arthritis, diabetes, cancer, heart attack, and Alzheimer's disease, and other medical problems. And, of course, they didn't mention, but it's a big problem, is that the pH of most soda waters is 3.5. Teeth dissolve at a pH of 5.5. So when you consume these colas, whether they be sugar or unsweetened diet sodas, the pH is the same. And the pH is a powerful 3.5, and that'll dissolve your teeth quite efficiently, because teeth dissolve, tooth enamel dissolves at 5.5. Of course, what she's not mentioning is the fact that when the body and the brain taste something sweet, it's going to gear up and have insulin released, and insulin's main function, one of insulin's main function is to store fat in the form of triglycerides. So I just wanted to mention that. We've talked about it two or three times. I've had some patients ask me about it, and they appreciated the information, so I wanted to get it out again, because you think diet sodas are healthy, but they are linked to getting fat, and this is how it works. The explanation is how it works. And this comes to you from the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio, the medical school. And they've put a lot of study into this. And the author of the paper was published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. And that described how consuming diet sodas was linked to subsequent increases in waist size among people 65 and older. The more diet sodas they drank, the more their waist size grew over the next decade. So here you are, you think you're doing the right thing, and lo and behold, you're creating another problem and getting fatter in the process of doing it. So the bottom line is, give up soda water, sweet or diet soda, it doesn't matter. They all have problems to your oral health specifically, as well as your general health. And that's what we try to keep you updated with, is bringing you information that you're not going to hear about this, because, of course, the soda water companies spend a great deal of money on advertising, and this certainly isn't something that they're keen on spreading about. So that's why we have this program as a public service. Been doing this program for about 18 years and do it as a public service to bring you information like this. And you're going to hear a lot of things that you aren't normally going to be exposed to. And this is one of them. Again, diet sodas linked to waist gain. And this comes from the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio. So, thank you for listening to that, and if you need more information on that, let us know. Now then, I want to do a brief review of nitric oxide and the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston, the medical school at Houston. I just brought you a item from the University of Texas Medical School in San Antonio. Now, this comes from the University of Texas Health Science Center Medical School at Houston. I've talked a lot about neo-farting. We have people who come in constantly to the office, and they want to know more information. Well, the main thing is that you can go online and look up neo-farting. They've changed the name to Human In, and the University of Texas Medical School in Houston, has researched this and developed it. In the course of 15 years, they developed the first natural plant-based technology to effectively deliver nitric oxide directly to the body. Now, in the past segment that I talked about, that it was about the dissolving of the teeth, this also has a tooth component. So let me describe. We now understand that the body's production of nitric oxide is critical for health. Nitric oxide is a molecule that the body makes naturally and just may be the most important molecule in the body because it controls every function throughout the body. Evidence suggests that without sufficient nitric oxide, optimal health and longevity are not possible. It's the true fountain of youth. Now, that's from Dr. Nathan Bryan, an orthomolecular biologist who is in charge of the research at the medical center. He's now with Baylor Medical Center. Now, healthy blood vessels, nitric oxide plays many roles in areas such as the immune system, the brain, the nervous system, metabolism, and cell rejuvenation, but it first became famous for its role in the cardiovascular system because it controls circulation. It keeps blood flowing smoothly through even the tiniest blood vessels, and this is critical because the entire body must have blood flow for oxygen, nutrients, and cardiovascular function. Four independent studies from the American Heart Association show that as we age, the body loses our ability to make nitric oxide. Additional studies show that poor dietary and lifestyle habits negatively affect these enzymes, causing nitric oxide loss at any age. Some of the first signs of nitric oxide deficiency are increased blood pressure and poor circulation, sexual dysfunction, fatigue and inability to tolerate exercise, premature aging. Now, nitric oxide is a unifying force between the three cellular anti-aging processes and addressing low nitric oxide levels is a critical first step to support healthy aging. And there is a little test strip that you can test your nitric oxide level. And so these three cellular anti-aging processes, one of them is telomerase activity, and you're seeing on television now about telomeres, and their public is being brought to their attention about telomeres. And they're linked to healthy longevity. Now, nitric oxide supports the enzyme that protects our genes, and this telomeres are about gene longevity. And then there's mitochondrial biogenesis, which is a big word to increase energy production. Nitric oxide protects, regulates, and even increases our body's energy factors. So it gives you more energy. And then here's the big one. They found that nitric oxide mobilizes stem cells, which is linked to the success of stem cell therapy. Nitric oxide controls stem cells in the process of healthy cell regeneration. So bypassing the body's broken nitric oxide pathways, Neo40 allows nitric oxide to be formed in the mouth where it can penetrate the oral tissues to reach the whole body. With continued use, Neo40 has been shown to help the body increase its own nitric oxide levels. So this is why it's so important to have a clean, disease-free mouth, because it's going to affect your nitric oxide production as well, and especially if you're taking a supplement such as the Neo40, which is a little lozenge that has almost a liter of beet juice in it. They found that beets and hawthorn were the key plant items to form nitric oxide in a predictable way. So just wanted to review that with you. We've talked about it many times. We've had Dr. Nathan Bryan on the program many times, and he lectures all over the world to cardiologists and as well as medical doctors. And it's just a wonderful item. It also stops altitude sickness, which is marvelous if you're going skiing, if you're going up in the mountains. It just completely stops altitude sickness. Plus, it opens your vessels. They find like 30 to 60%. Now, we're talking about capillaries, those little tiny vessels throughout your body, veins and arteries. All of these have muscle activity in them, and that's what nitric oxide does. It relaxes those muscles and allows the veins to relax and carry more oxygenated blood to your vital organs, especially your brain and your heart. So that's the value of this, and it's something that came out of the University of Texas Medical School at Houston. They have, I think, 9 patents on this. They've discovered, not only did they discover beets and hawthorn to be the most effective plants for this to work, they also discovered an extraction process that makes it keep all of its wonderful properties of the natural beets and hawthorn. So keep that in mind. It does allow you to change your blood pressure medication with the help of your physician over a period of time. And we see people quite frequently that have 2 and even 3 blood pressure medications. And this is something that you can talk with your physician and help you change the direction on that. Now then, I want to remind you that in our dental office, and that's the office of Dr. Staffel and McLinn, we help you with a sleep screening device. And you'll use this at home. And the thing that has been uncovered in recent times is that people are beating up their teeth. They're wearing their teeth down, and we used to think it was just because they were clenching and grinding their teeth or having acid reflux or things of that type. But now we know that sleep fractured breathing, sleep disordered breathing, or obstructive sleep apnea, as it's called, is very frequently tied to these heavy, heavy worn teeth. So we know that there's a fractured sleep component, and as such, in our office, we do a home screening. We help you do a home sleep screening. It's a little device that you wear, and you wear it 2 nights in a row. It's like a wristwatch with a little oximeter thumb caught on the end of your finger. Very unobtrusive, and it's a screening device plus the examination that we do to help find if you have a problem. The screening device will tell us what your oxygen levels are during your sleeping time, if they're dropping below the critical 94% levels. Find out, it'll also record if you're holding your breath and for how long and for how many seconds or minutes that you're holding your breath. It also records your heart rate and what's happening to your heart. Is it being impacted by the lack of oxygen from the sleep fractured breathing? So we have this as a screening device. It's very unobtrusive, and it's a home sleep screening device, and it opens the door for increased diagnosis by sleep doctors, resulting in patients receiving the care that they need. So we take this information, do an examination of your throat. There are classifications of how the palate looks and what it looks like as far as tonsils and adenoids. We take this information, and then if it's warranted, we refer you to a board-certified sleep doctor, and that's only good. A home sleep study is only good when accompanied by a proper diagnosis by a board-certified sleep physician. And all of this is very affordable and has wonderful health benefits, especially if your teeth are heavily worn down or you got cracked teeth or broken teeth. It's really a big help. And we've gotten into helping so many people with this particular problem, and the information that's coming down now, there's a big push by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine as well as the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine to get this information out to the public, because people are being treated frequently for symptoms with pharmaceuticals, and more often than not, it's a mechanical problem. That is mechanical from the standpoint of the shape of your palate, soft palate, shape of the arch of the teeth, how much function there is, or how much space there is. There's a huge dental component, as well as there's a huge dental solution. So we want you to be aware of that. And one of the problems that people with sleep apnea have is with fatigue. Many causes of fatigue, but fatigue is a big factor in sleep fractured breathing, or sleep disordered breathing is another term, or sleep obstructive sleep apnea. All of these are terms that have to do with not getting enough air to your brain and heart while you're asleep, because your brain will keep you awake and you won't even know that you're being kept awake, and you don't get into that deep delta dream sleep that your body has to get into in order to repair itself. So this is why having a accurate diagnosis, and we can help you with the screening. Just give our office a call, Dr. Staffel and McLean, and our number is 210-341-2569, and we can help you to see if you need a diagnosis with this sleep fractured breathing, or sleep disordered breathing, or obstructive sleep apnea. Snorers, beware, because snoring is a real symptom for this whole problem. Then you might ask, well, what about denture wearers? Well, this is one of the reasons, number one, to keep your teeth, because as time goes on, you may be having to have appliances that are supported by teeth. But if you don't have teeth and you have sleep obstructive sleep apnea, or you don't have teeth, you have dentures, and you're snoring, the solution can be dental implants. And dental implants can be placed in the bone of both the upper jaw and the lower jaw, and can support dentures properly to where you can then develop a breathing pattern for your health. So keep that in mind. This is we see this more and more in our dental population. Estimated that there are many, many millions of people who suffer from this problem. And so there are great solutions for this, medical as well as dental solutions. So if you're seeking comfort in the dental office, be sure and give us a call, because we put you into a no-pain zone. That's the office, the dental office of Drs. Staffel and McLean. And this no-pain zone, we'd never work on a tooth unless that tooth is numb. We had a patient in the other day that she had not been able to have a numb feeling or numbness by the dentist, numbness created by the dentist, and was quite terrified of having to go through that particular problem. Well, having the amount of experience that we have, and having the amount of materials, and of course the NUCOM anxiety reduction system is a big factor of that, we were able to numb her teeth up, and she just breezed through the procedure without any problems. So if you have problems with numbness, if you have problems with gagging, if you have problems with claustrophobia, we have patients who fall into all those categories, don't hesitate to give us a call. It's Dr. Staffelin McLinn, and our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. And the NUCOM system is very interesting. It's has many uses. It's an anxiety reduction system, and so many things have been happening. It's been studied by some of the finest medical and research people in the world, and the materials that there are the results that they're finding from the use of this system is just over the top. Even in situations like the Delta Force soldiers or Navy SEALs, you're going to hear a lot about NUCOM more and more through the coming year. We've been using NUCOM. It originated as a dental device in a dental office, and we've been using NUCOM for about since about 2000, about 17, 18 years, and we're the most experienced people on earth of using NUCOM, and it's such a, we use it on just about all patients, and it's such a wonderful, relaxing thing. It drops you from your brain activity, from the, your normal activity, down to a pre-sleep brain activity, or a meditation-like activity, and it does that in about 3 to 5 minutes, and it keeps you there in that state of mind as long as we're working on you. And it's just one of the most wonderful, wonderful treatments that you can imagine. And before long, I would say within the next year, we'll be able to get these systems have them more readily available as well. But you're going to hear a lot about these, the NUCOM system coming up. It's in some very, very, it's been studied by people at Harvard and other medical institutions throughout the world, and they're finding some great, great things. So you can find it, first of all, in our office. Every time you come in and have some dental treatment, we're going to use the NUCOM system for you. It's an anti-anxiety system. It just puts you into a state of wonderful relaxation. It increases your sleep that night. It also helps increase your ability to resist any kind of discomfort. NUCOM is truly a wonder of the of this time. So give us a call, Dr. Staffel McLinn, and our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569, and let us show you how wonderful the NUCOM system is when you're having dental treatment, and how wonderful your procedure can be, and we will put you into our famous no pain zone. So the value of teeth is really something that we try to get across all the time. And people assume, because they get their teeth when they're the baby teeth, of course, exfoliate or drop out, and then the permanent teeth come in, and people just have a belief that the teeth are going to be there for the rest of their life, and they should be. They're designed to last you all of your life. They're designed to last you 80 plus years, but in the fact, there are problems that occur. Sugar is one of the biggest problems. Acid drinks is a big problem. And putting in these certain types of fillings is a problem because it weakens the teeth. And then you wind up with cracked teeth, you wind up with decay, and then you wind up with root canals, and you wind up with problems throughout the lifetime that affects the longevity of those teeth. And a lot of people say, well, it's so expensive. Well, let me tell you, it's not expensive. When you have, if you're going to the dentist on a regular basis, and the dentist or hygienist tells you you have these areas of decay, they're small now, if you'll fix them right now or within a very short period of time, you will stop the progression of the decay, you will protect the tooth, because the teeth cannot restore themselves. And that's the thing you have to keep in mind. Teeth cannot regenerate new tooth structure. So getting small areas fixed is so terribly important, and it's very inexpensive. And then we have just about every dentist, I think, and we certainly do, offer payment plans, and Care Credit is a wonderful plan. Care Credit will allow you to pay out a dental procedure over 12 months without any interest. And it's just something very, very special to be able to fix your teeth and have that tooth for all of your life. We have some of our patients, we have a couple of patients that are in their over 100, and they still have their teeth. And it's remarkable how they care for them and how they've cared for them through the years. And then we have a lot of patients in their 90s, and they're just doing fabulously well, and they have their teeth. And they are so happy that they can chew and eat anything that they want. And they look wonderful. It's something that when you look back over a period of time, that's money well spent. Now, the other thing is, our health savings accounts are just a plain old savings account called a tooth savings account. You label that for your teeth. You can start out at an early age and put so much money in there a month, just as if you were paying a premium for a dental insurance. And my gosh, you'll be surprised how fast that will add up. And if you don't touch it and allow it to accumulate, you can afford just about anything that comes your way. Dental insurance, of course, is helpful, but the dental insurance companies are making it more and more difficult for patients to navigate. By that I mean they're putting more and more restrictions. They're always, I'll say, 95% of the time, they're limited to $1,000 a year, as well as maybe sometimes $1,500 a year total. That is, during the calendar year, you're allowed about $1,000 of dental treatment, and that doesn't pay for everything. It pays for a portion of that dental treatment, but there's a cap on dental insurance. It's not insurance, it's a benefit. It's not like medical insurance that will pay an entire procedure. They, dental benefits, they're not insurance. They will pay a portion of the charge, the dentist charge, and they will pay it with a cap about so much per year, like $1,000 or maybe even $1,500 a year. You're much better off to take the money that you would be putting into premiums, put it in a labeled dental savings account, start early, and it'd be astonishing how much money you can save and have money to treat any kind of problem, dental problem that comes along. Because yes, when you've let your teeth go for 10 or 20 years, and we have some people that come in and they have done that, and they have been to the dentist in 10, 20, and sometimes 30 years, and then their mouth is a mess, and it is expensive to turn that mess around and get them healthy. So through the years, we encourage people to do this. It's so easy to do on a regular basis. You're not going to find a company that an insurance benefit company is not going to guide you into this. You have to be self-guided and self-disciplined to make that happen. But gee whiz, the payoff is so huge, just huge, to be able to keep your teeth all of your life and have the monies needed to take care of things while they're not very prominent. That is, the decay is very small, or the damage to the tooth is treatable. I just can't tell you enough how important it is and how valuable it is to keep that something like that in place. It's absolutely amazing how valuable it is for you. So, saving your teeth, and you shouldn't let fear or anxiety be a factor, because in our office we can handle about 98% of that particular problem with the NuCom and the different sedation features that we have. We have four different systems that we use to help you get into a comfort dental treatment. So don't let fear, don't let anxiety, don't let low fear, high anxiety, high, low anxiety, any of those features keep you from having dental treatment done, because there's millions and millions of people who fall in this category of high fear, high anxiety about dental treatment, and it's absolutely unnecessary that you carry this feeling around of discomfort and anxiety for just having routine or even major dental treatment. It's the things that we have on, one of the things about dentistry today, we have tremendous technology, we have tremendous materials, adhesives. It's changed so much in the decades from when we used to have almost pretty primitive things of getting things treated. It's changed so much, and it's a fabulous way to have things done. And also, we can show you through our excellent hygiene program how to maintain your health, how to maintain your gum tissue, how to make it healthy again. If you have bleeding gums and it hasn't affected the bone, that can be reversed real easy within 2 weeks. If you have bone loss, then you have a different category of a problem, but it can still be managed. And keeping the clearing up infection in your mouth, because we now know the bacteria that live in these infected tissues and infected teeth are medical. They can be medical nightmares. So we're dealing with a oral health, general health, systemic connection, and that's the point that I want to get across to you, is that you don't want to let those things fester and get infected and spread throughout your body. And as you get older, your immune system drops. If you have problems like diabetes, your immune system really drops. It has an effect on the gums and the longevity of your teeth and the comfort of your teeth and chewing comfortably and being able to smile and be confident in your smile. I just can't explain enough the value of teeth, and you don't really realize it until your teeth are gone. And you can just think about, when you have a tooth missing in the front, you're not going to leave it there very long, because it has such an impact on everybody around you, including your social life, your work life, your friends, your family. A missing tooth in the front is something that's going to have quite an impact on your life. So that's what we're talking about, is preserving teeth and taking care of little problems long before they get to be big problems. And such things as, like we've talked about, teeth whitening. What a wonderful technology that is, where we can take and change the color of your teeth and do it comfortably and take years off of a person's looks just by changing and whitening the teeth. These are simple procedures. They're not expensive procedures, but oh, do they make a difference in a person's outlook and self-confidence and feeling of well-being. So, can't talk to you enough about the value of oral health, the value of teeth, and what we can do with implants today. Gee whiz, dental implants. It's so remarkable of how we can take and replace teeth, even teeth that have been missing for years and years. We have techniques of building bone and getting dental implants in place because they give excellent service. They're still not as good as a natural tooth. There's nothing as good as a natural tooth, and so that's why we make such a effort to get the information out to you to preserve your natural teeth. It doesn't matter what we do as dentists. It doesn't matter who does it. There's still nothing that can compare to a natural tooth, as well as the longevity of a natural tooth. And that's what's so wonderful. And we've talked in the past about obesity and obstructive sleep apnea, how it affects the hormones in sleep, the leptin, the insulin, the ghrelin, the growth hormone, cortisol, all of these things. You can look it up on our podcast and get some good information about there. We've talked about sleep and how important it is in managing the stress hormone, the cortisol, of helping your body rebuild itself. We've got a lot of information on the podcast for that. And then what we're really finding is that this is a huge problem with small children, even infants. And the dental sleep doctors, one of them I know, there are four or five sleep doctors that are dedicated to children and babies, treating babies and children, because sleep disordered breathing has a huge impact on the developing brain and that child's future and intelligence and so on. So this one particular sleep clinic, they have one doctor devoted to adults. They have four or five sleep doctors devoted to children and infants. That's how bad the problem is, or how widespread the problem is. So this is something not to take lightly with all this information. And what happens, of course, physicians are real quick to take a symptom and put a person or a child on pharmaceuticals. And while all the time it's a major component is the structure of the throat and the palate. So please, please give us a call if you want more information, you want an examination. Dr. Staffelin McLinn, that's 210-341-2569. And pediatric sleep problems may impact nearly every aspect of the life of the child and his or her family. And we have a great ear, nose, and throat specialist. We've had him on the program before. We'll have him on again, Dr. Jose Barrera. He teaches surgeons for Mayo Clinic. He trained at Stanford under two of the finest sleep doctors in the world, and we have him here in San Antonio, He's retired from the military after 25 years. He taught at the military here at BAMSI and teaches worldwide. And so he is a person, a triple boarded medical doctor who can treat surgically a lot of these problems. So the first thing, though, is diagnosis. The first thing is to set up an appointment with us so we can give you a screening. If you're snoring or if you've been told that you're holding your breath or you're fatigued and you feel like you're snoring or have sleep-disordered breathing, we can help you. We can start with the screening and then evaluate, and then we can send you to a board-certified sleep doctor and change your whole life. And that's what's neat. That's what's so wonderful. There are answers. There are solutions. And that's the message that I want to leave you with. And there are about somewhere between 70 to 80% of the time after a diagnosis of fractured sleep is made, dental appliances, we have over 150 to choose from, and they can be very, very helpful in correcting the problem once the diagnosis, a proper diagnosis, is made. And so keep that in mind. It's a great value to you to know that there are solutions for these serious problems, and the and I do mean serious, because the comorbidities are like blood pressure that is it won't go down with drugs. That can be a sleep disordered breathing, atrial fibrillation, diabetes, obesity. We've already talked about all of these things can be affected by this fractured sleep disorder. So let us hear from you. Be sure and give us a call. Next week we'll be here again. Run out of time. We're here to help, and we want to get this information out to as many people as we can. And thank you so much for listening. And remember to live longer if you brush your teeth at night. Live longer still if you brush your teeth and floss. Live longer still, like 30% longer, if you brush your teeth, floss, and see your dentist twice a year. A massive study of over 5,000 people over 17 years shows that data is valid. It was published in the 2011 Journal of Geriatrics, or aging. The data is there. Just brushing your teeth at night and flossing at night and seeing your dentist twice a year and following their instructions can change your life, prolong your life, make you healthier, and of course help you so much in so many ways. So thank you for listening. We'll have another program next week, a lot more valuable information. Give us a call. Dr. Staffelin McLinn, 210-341-2569. Talk to you next week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.